to Mystery Beers episode number 257 of...
Brutal Battle.
And it is now my turn to know what the beers are, and Rebecca's turn to have no clue.
Yeah, no idea.
And if you clicked on this to listen to it, then you know this is about holiday beers, which I believe we did a few episodes of holiday beers last year.
And I picked them, and they were mystery for you.
Yes. And then most recently, the last set of mystery beers we did...
Fall beers.
So we're just, you know, we're transitioning seasons here.
Yeah.
So, got two dark beers in front of us.
Yeah, I'm excited.
They don't look exactly the same, but obviously I'm going to hang back a lot on the, you know, when I'm pulling out of smells and tastes just to let you kind of do your thing. But obviously I'll throw in a little bit because I've never had these beers before. At least I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I don't think I've had any of these beers.
Really?
Yeah. And at this moment, there are six beers, so we'll definitely be doing three of these mystery episodes. So,
have you ever had any of them?
I'm pretty sure I have not had any of them.
Hmm.
But it is possible that I've had, like, maybe one of them before, but it's just so long ago and I just don't remember. I don't know. But anyway, let's just jump into beer A.
Okay.
You take the lead.
So,
what's it looking like?
It's on the darker side, but you also can kind of see through it. It's like dark amber.
Yeah, there's like a reddish.
Yeah.
It's like brownish reddish.
Brownish reddish. It's
like a beige head to it, though, when you swirl it up.
Like, when I look at it from the side, it looks darker.
But then, like,
and
the
then when
edge.
You look, but when you look down into it, you can tell that it's lighter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely, like, candied fruit.
Okay.
And there's a sweetness in there, like brown sugar. It's syrupy.
A little bit, yeah. I feel like I get, this is kind of weird, but I get like a little bit of like a red licorice smell.
I'm getting a little spice too. Like,
any particular type of spice that you feel like you're getting?
Like cinnamon, like holiday spice.
Holiday spices. Okay, because these are holiday beers, so it's easy to tell holiday spices. So what do you mean by holiday spices?
So this could be like...
You mean like nutmeg, clove, cinnamon.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you mean by holiday spices. Got it.
This could be like a gingerbread something.
Could be. Could be a lot of things.
Like the candied... There's sweetness. Okay.
Yeah, there's a decent sweetness. I get a lot of, like, a fruitiness to it, actually. I was getting kind of like a red licorice a little bit, but I also get a decent, like, cherry note in there, interestingly enough.
I'm going in.
I mean, it smells good.
It's a lot thinner than I thought it was going to be. And holy cow, there's, like, hardly any flavor.
It's very thin, it's very light, almost like a little bit watery-ish.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be, like, the nose is pretty robust, so I was thinking it was going to be, I don't know what this is.
There's a bit of, like, an ashiness on the finish. Yeah, it's kind of like ash, charcoal, a little bit flavor.
I mean, you definitely get the sweetness, but I'm not getting as many spices. Well, maybe I am on the, after, like... What's lingering in my mouth tastes like holiday spice.
Yeah, like the initial flavor is just like that kind of like ashy charcoal along with like a little bit of fruity sweetness to it. And it is coming off like a kind of low-grade cherry to me. I am getting the spices, but yeah, like you said, it's kind of more like an after flavor that just hangs out in your mouth. So.
And there's like a bitterness to the end too.
Mm-hmm. More of a bitterness than I would have assumed from the nose.
Yeah.
But how are you feeling about this one?
I don't really like it.
Oh, by the way, we have to rate them.
Oh, you got to get your notebook.
I just keep forgetting.
The infamous Brutal Battle notebook.
Infamous, yeah. Or not at all famous.
I don't know what this is. This could just be like an ale. Like an ale brewed with spices.
Could be, yeah.
A Christmas ale brewed with spices is what I'm going to say this is.
A Christmas ale brewed with spices. Okay, got it.
I feel like that's what they do. And then you're like, what the heck is
that? What are the spices?
What is that?
Right, so you think it's just going to be vague?
Yes, I do.
Like, we made this beer, there's stuff in it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's set that aside.
Okay, we're going
to go to beer B.
I have a little left in him, not much. Okay, so this is dark.
Is this exciting you more?
Yes, this is exciting me more. This is dark, like porter stout dark.
Yeah, definitely. And when you swirl it up, it has a more tan head. The first one had more of like a beige head to it, like kind of like very light brown. This is more, like more brown, a little deeper brown.
I gotta sniff my arm and go back in. Very mild nose. There's definitely a chocolate, like milk chocolate. It's like a sweet chocolate, I think.
I feel like dark chocolate, personally, for me, especially because there's a decent bitterness showing up on the nose, which always says, like, when there's a chocolate going along with a nice bitterness like that, like, it's more dark chocolate, because dark chocolate's more bitter.
I see, I'm, like, perceiving, like, a creaminess on there.
Yeah. Yeah, I could definitely see a creaminess to it.
That's why I'm feeling more milk chocolate.
I'm getting...
all I'm getting.
I feel like I get a slight kind of like a slight citrusy hop character. Slight.
Mm. Yeah.
And like I was saying, like there was like an ashiness mm-hmm. in the flavor of the first one. I feel like I'm smelling that kind of like
that.
Ashiness on this one. I think it smells pretty good.
Hmm. It's not bad. It's again kind of thin on the mouthfeel.
Yeah.
It's gotta be like a porter then.
It is thin. Decent bitterness kick at the end.
Yeah.
More than I was expecting from the nose. The theme with the with these two beers is way more bitterness on the flavor than you'd expect.
Yeah. And I don't want a lot of bitterness on these styles.
There's a lot of that, like, ashiness showing up in it that I was talking about.
Not enough chocolate.
Like, charcoal-y. It's like a bit of, like, a tobacco to it. Slight soy sauce, slight.
Nothing about this is, like, striking me as, like, holiday-y.
Okay. But remember that, much like we did last year, it can just be named.
Christmas
like,
thing.
Yeah.
Holiday,
like holiday
winter.
Yeah. Holiday,
yeah.
Whatever.
Like, I mean, it's, like, reminds me of, like, you know, it's a darker beer, so it's, like, more wintry.
Mm-hmm.
But... I think for what this is, there's probably a lot more better beers out there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they're both so thin.
Yeah. They're
like
neither of them
watery.
I don't dislike either of them.
No, but I don't really like either of them.
Yeah, but like both of them, it's also like, oh, okay. I mean, like, I could drink this, but
yeah,
will I?
Like, I mean... I guess you have to ask yourself, like, if you're at a holiday gathering, would you drink it?
Yeah. But does it say winter time to you? With the flavors and, like...
I think beer A is a little more wintry because of the holiday spices.
Sure. Okay.
But, okay.
All right. Well, wanna
rate
these.
Do you
want
to go back to A?
I did.
You
I
did? Was, did I... any flavor differences?
I feel like the spices stick out a little bit more, and it's tasting a little more like light and refreshing in comparison to having like a little bit thicker mouthfeel and flavor with beer B.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually think it makes me, having had beer B a little bit, I think it makes me enjoy beer A a little bit more for that reason, but
okay.
Not like a lot. So, all right, you know where you're going?
I forget. We did this out of 10?
Yes.
That's how long this has been.
It's not been that long. The fall beers were pretty recent.
I give them both fours.
Both fours. Okay. Got it. I think I'm going to give... They're really not anything special. I'm going to give B a 3. I'm going to give A a 2.
Hmm.
No. Yeah. No, that feels right to me.
Okay. I think they're, like, just a little below average.
Okay.
And I think I did like B a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I not did. Enough to give it a full point more.
Okay. So beer A is the loser with an overall of 3, which is still not terrible. Okay.
According to these rankings, if you're haven't listened to us before.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I really feel.
Yeah. Just don't That's have right. the bag too close to the microphone. Or yeah, you can also just be real stealthy like that. All right, what is it?
What? Fugly Sweater. This is by Ithaca Beer Company. Fugly Sweater, dark lager brewed with ginger, cloves, nutmeg, and cinnamon.
I mean, you pulled out, like, everything that was really
yeah.
important about the flavor profile, although you did not guess that it was a lager.
Yeah.
But that's where that kind of, like, light refreshing aspect is coming from. Do you think that if you knew it was a dark lager at first, your perception of it would have been a bit
Maybe.
Different?
Maybe, yeah.
Because your expectation would be different, because you just saw, like, dark at first, and you're like, yeah. oh, so this should be, like, thicker. I like the can design, by the way. Like, it's literally, like, sweater design.
I'm trying to find the ABV.
It's cool. It might not even be on there, or it might be printed on the bottom. I can look if you want.
I don't see it. I mean, it's got to be low.
It's not printed on the bottom. Yeah, I don't see it. Yeah, not everyone actually puts it on there. I can look it up, though. If you can hand me my phone, or if you can look it up, too. Okay, so that was that one. Since you're looking that up, do you want me to just go ahead.
Deal
Beer B? Beer B, the winner with an overall 3.5 is...
In a Bottle.
Layered Up by Victory Brewing out of Downingtown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I never heard of that one.
They just called this a Wintertime Stout. Is what they call it. And there is a little flavor text on it, so I'll read that. Complex layers. Get cozy this winter with the complex layers of our newest release, Layered Up. The smooth-bodied stout starts with a roasty richness and a hint of dark, unsweetened chocolate, followed by notes of biscuit. This curious blend will have you ready to embrace that cold, the cold this season.
And what?
6.5%.
6.5. Okay, Fugly Sweater is... Untapped says it's 5.7.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense, being like a lager. And so both of these, not that far off ABV-wise. But
no.
Yeah. So okay. Anyway, fun.
Yeah, definitely
didn't have. Didn't love them.
Definitely didn't have these beers before.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure I've never had these before. I think Layered Up is
They said Layered Up was new.
Yeah, it's brand new. So.
And then we haven't had much Ithaca. Yeah.
I've had their Flower Power, I think is what it's called. Like, one of their hoppy beers.
We did one of their
fall beers. We did do one of their fall. That was the Chai Pumpkin.
And we didn't like it.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. So, oh, well. Anyway, that was fun. I'm not going to do all the things at the end. We're just going to leave it. But thank you, everyone, for listening to this one. And until next time.
Keep it brutal.